Blog Talk Radio. Hey, y'all. What's happening? I want to welcome you in to another Sunday edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. I'm your friend. Here I am, Greg Shell, hanging out in beautiful Texas on this beautiful Sunday morning. Had some devastating news yesterday. I lost my popsy, real father figure in my life, Whit Dickerson. And Union Springs, Alabama. So, you know, I just want to, you know, I'm just heavy this morning, first and foremost. But, you know, God is one that can help you, remove that heavy load or that heavy burden. I want to give a love shout out to the family of the Dickersons this morning. Letting you know I miss you guys, and I'll be coming your way this week, God's willing, you know, after I get past some things here. Want to say happy Sunday again to everyone that's listening. Send your prayers out to the Dickerson family all the way in Union Springs, Alabama, as we get prepared to celebrate the homegoing of my daddy, father figure in my life, Mr. Whit Dickerson, all the way out of Union Springs, Alabama. Truly a definition of a king. Taught me so much. I've learned so much from him and became a better man. Became a better man from his teaching. So I'm just elated that God allowed such a beautiful spirit to be in my life and for me to still be here to tell my story. Got an amazing show lined up for you today. Of course, today is Fishers of Men Day. Fishers of Men number one, where we will have none other than the prophet to the nations, Prophet Geno Teer. Sherman, he will be bringing the word today exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We know some people are heavy-hearted today, but we know God is able to lighten your heavy load if you believe with mustard seed faith. Look like the man of God is on the line. I want to say hey to my co-host. I don't know if she's in or not or out, but I want to say, what's happening, DJ Prayer? Happy Sunday.
God be.
I hear crickets. So let's go to the prophet, to the man of God, the man of the hour. He's in the house, Prophet Geno Teer Sherman. What's happening, man? What's happening? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
To God be the glory. We truly want to thank the Lord Almighty God, for this is the day the Lord has made, and everything that have breath ought to praise him, those that are living, and those that are in the graves just waiting to hear the sound of the trumpet of the Lord should come. So we ought to give thanks. So you are, if you are in the land of the living, you 6 feet, 5 feet, 4 feet upon the earth, you ought to give him thanks and praise wherever you are, even if you're in a hospital bed, if you're driving or you're shouting, whatever. But it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, or just give me your undivided attention and let the Lord speak unto your spirit so that you should live and not die.
Amen. I'm excited about the word that's going to come forth out of your mouth today. I can feel the anointing right now. Well, let the world know this is not a religious show. This is a relationship show where we keep it 100. And today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Man of God, as I was saying, man, you know, I lost my dad, man, a powerful king in the earth, Whit Dickerson. And, you know, I was sharing that with you, and my heart was heavy, but God lightened my load this morning. So hallelujah, G. I'm good. I feel like I had a knot in my chest. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's a short word for you this morning.
Yeah.
There's a sure word for you and for the hearers this morning that to put you at ease. Amen?
Amen. So let me do this then. Before we get into the word, I'm going to play a song by Darrell Thomas. He's one of the first artists that, you know, one of the first to appear on the Greg Shell live TV show. And he's doing great things right now. And I want to start your sermonic message off with this song. Simply says thank you, and y'all hearing first right here on the Greg Shell Sunday edition show. But the show is called Fishers of Men number one, and y'all hearing it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
If you're riding in your car, you might need to pull over for this one. Come on.
This is the day you made. I will rejoice and be glad. I will lift my voice to sing to you, oh Lord. When I think about all the things you've done, all the ways you made, I wanna say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you.
Somebody help me say
thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome you back to the Greg Shell Show this morning. That's highlighting and showcasing Fishers of Men, the hottest new radio broadcast to take the world by storm, with none other than Prophet Geno Tia Sherman by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Tell them a little bit about who you are, man of God, and tell them about, you know, some of the projects that you have going on before 11:30 before you go into your sermonic message.
Well, to God be the glory for this great opportunity, those that are viewers and hearers and those that are tuning into Tri-Real Radio Show this morning, Greg Shell. We want to thank the Lord. You want to give yourself a round of applause because you're in the right place at the right time. Anything could supernatural could take place. I originally born in the beautiful island called Nassau, Bahamas. That the sun is always shining and the sky is always blue and the water is extremely clear. And once is just not enough. I was a beautiful bouncing baby that born there in 1955. To God just be the glory about a beautiful, beautiful parents. And they had this beautiful bouncing baby, mango skin fella, that's me I'm talking about. And lived here most of my life. Give it a lot of tourists. I've been in the hospitality business, in the food business, and there is another part of me we're going to have tasted, Geno Best tasted, coming to you soon and very soon on Greg's Health Show. Thank the Lord for the Caribbean taste and the Caribbean flavor. If it looks good, taste it. If it smells good, taste it. You're curious to know what it is, taste it. All it is in the taste. Taste the flavor and taste it. And it makes it different. It changes your mind, changes your thought, make you comfortable. And that's what this is all about, is one that has many hats, bring it into your platform, bring it into where you are in your comfortable zone, without a sweat, without a tear, with a relaxation and a spiritual joining on this road. And coming here in Florida, praise God Almighty, and connected with Greg Shell, I just want to be able to come into your personal or your comfortable zone, that one, a person that you could reach in the natural, semi-natural, and yet you could hear me all the time in the spiritual realm on a platform like this. So you like, you share with others. Let them know what's happening, what's taking place. We're prepared to go into Louisiana within this coming odd weeks, following June the 7th.
I'm excited about that.
Yes, the 7th, yes. You say I'm moderator. He's excited. I'm excited. You ought to be excited. You should make him plans and means and ways to be there. Yes, tryrealradio.com. Yes, please tune right in.
Tryrealradio.com for the concert, the lunch party in Louisiana on June the 7th. But, since it's the homegoing service for my dad, I'm trying to see if I could get you. For those that don't know, this is my personal chef, Geno Tia Sherman, by way of Nassau, Bahamas. He gave you all his background. But he makes some of the most amazing cuisine dishes and just regular, just food, just, taste it. You know what I mean? And y'all got to check out his new TV show that's getting ready to debut. So I'm trying to showcase, I want to showcase him, your culinary skills off at my dad's homegoing piece at, as I do a special show in honor of my dad with Dickerson and my brother out there, Rudy Dickerson and Wayne Dickerson and Cardell Dickerson and what the other one name? Then you got Cookie, you got Monique, you got, I gotta remember the other one. Chubby. I ain't remember, the one in New York. So a lot of big situations to take place, and we our heart goes out to the family of the Dickerson again, praying that God will go ahead and just give you the strength you need during this time of bereavement. And if you would, man of God, would you do a special prayer for the Dickerson family before we go into the message for today? And I'm going to also play you a song that's going to lead up to the message of God today. And those that are listening today want to let you know that death is just the beginning of life. And, when a person dies, the seed has to go in the ground and die in order to reproduce. So we want to let you know he's not dead. He is risen. He is with the Father. And you will see him again in the New Jerusalem. And we're just thanking God for that opportunity, for such a beautiful spirit. So if you would, man of God, just go ahead and do a prayer for the family. And those, not just the Dickerson family today, but for those families who have lost loved ones along the way. I lost my mom a couple years back. So it's, just a whole lot of everything going on and to get the news yesterday. But I know they was good with God. So if you would, go ahead and do that prayer.
The Lord, thy God of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Almighty God, we truly thank you for the hearers today, those that are troubled and those that are in sorrow right now. But I come to bring hope of joy and praise and assurance. May not have insurance, but assurance that yet he was yet dead, but now yet he's alive. That the body just returned to the dust is going to return to the dust from whence it cometh, but that spirit goes back from where it come from. Into the hands of the Lord thy God, we truly thank you. Let not their heart be troubled, but, Lord God, I thank you as you give your angel charge or protection right there wherever they are. Those, oh Lord God, loved ones that have passed away just now, some that have passed away just right now, just for the sound of a beat, just like that. And we truly thank you that we cannot suffice, we cannot be able to contain of such sorrow when it comes knocking on our door. But Lord, I just thank you this morning, oh Lord God, the comfort of the Holy Ghost will touch the hearts of those individually and collectively under the sound of my voice, that Jehovah Shalom, that the Lord of peace will be upon them right now, wherever they are, in their dwelling place, in their weeping place, or their solitary place right now. We truly thank you that the joy of the Lord will be upon them even now. And we cancel in the name of Jesus Christ, we cancel every principality, every powers, every rulers, every darkness, every witchcraft, every witch altar, every generational curse that come to kill, steal, and destroy in Jesus Christ's name, that the blood of Jesus Christ is against every satanic clause, even the Prince of Persia right now, wherever you are. We take back our city. We take back our people, our brothers and our sisters and our uncles and our aunts. We take them back now. Their hearts are coming back home now. Yes, their mind is being transformed now. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ right now, glory to you, mighty God, that the air will crave, Lord, for the word of the living God of truth, that the truth will make them free. Free right now from out of the pit. Free from out of the drug house. Free from the bar house. Free, oh Lord God, from the whorehouse. Free from the house. And heading into the house of God. We truly thank you that we make the house of God conducive and suffices to those that are seeking for it, for the word of truth life. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity. May the Lord bless your kidneys, your lungs, and every element of your body that comes in alignment. The 12 system of the body come in alignment now. In Jesus Christ's name, for he's blot out every transgression that is in your heart, mind, and thoughts. Come in alignment in Jesus Christ's name. Be blessed. People of God, saints of God, those under the sound of my voice, this day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Take a deep breath three times. Take a deep breath to your nose and let out to your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus, for this is your day, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this is the day you have made, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this is the day that
Jesus touched me,
right?
Amen. Hey, y'all, we're going to play this track off of my new CD titled He Will Answer Prayer. And then after then, you will hear the message of the day from none other than the prophet of God, Fishers of Men, number one, right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
When you got problems, situations that are going so wrong in your life, there's a God who will forgive you for anything. No matter what the problem is, no matter how hard a situation may get, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and he will answer prayer. Thank you.
Well, to God be the glory. Great things that are listening this morning. Today, there is a word. Nothing like a sure, sure, sure word into your hearing. As you can make yourself comfortable right now or attentive. If you got a Bible, it'd be an awesome move if you have a Bible. Yes, hold that Bible. It may be your iPad. I do not know. But if you have a Bible, you have a notepad. It is a good, good, good time right now. It's a good time that it can make a difference when you're in the right place at the right time. Let the word activate that faith, because without faith, the devil has been stealing our faith. And if he steals your faith, he can control you, he can manipulate you, or he can confuse you. But if you have faith, and what is faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of the living God. Now, faith cometh by hearing. The point is that what have you been listening to for the past minute or two or an hour or this whole week? That means it was not the word of God. That means you have compiled a lot of information and you have to assess if they were garbage, negative, or they were a sure word of life. I come to bring forth life. What I'm saying is that I come to bring life into a dead situation. I come to bring light into a dark place that paralyzes all darkness, or to give you a detox, or to cancel that which is negative. Because that is negative, a poison. The Bible declares, Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, when he's being tempted of the devil, come to be tempted of the devil, and the devil said, if thou be, I know I'm talking to someone, if thou be the Son of God, he said, command these stones to turn bread. Jesus said unto him in return, it is written. We are coming from you in a place of where the word is being written for our learning, for our edification, sanctification, and glorification. So take the opportunity and open the Bible or follow me as I read the Bible this morning. I'm reading from the book of John, the gospel according to St. John 14. Coming out of that. John the Beloved. And John 14, and I'm going to, for a headline this morning, I will read what it's saying is, Christ promised the Comforter. Christ promised the Comforter. What is
Comforter?
Christ
I don't have
is the
hamburger.
It's not Christ showing. Is the fire. Christ is the one that they were looking for from first mention, when he mentioned it to Eve, that the serpent, that your seed would bruise the serpent head. Christ, that's the Messiah, and that is Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible said that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. First mentioned from Genesis that he is Lord, okay? So Jesus Christ, and he is the Comforter. why we need a comforter is a lot of people has trouble on every side. When they are troubled and when they're going through their sorrow, when they're going through their pain, who comfort them? Who can they find to comfort them that can relate with them? When you tell down your loved ones, the funeral director has people that those that are weeping to comfort them, you know, have tissues to wipe their tears, put their hands over their shoulder or lift up those or walk them through a comforter. Who is your comforter in your times of need and in sorrow? But I got good news this morning that Jesus, that in the book of the gospel according is in John 14 this morning. And the third verse, John 14 and 3, and it said like this, and if, Jesus said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, come on now, if I go to prepare a place for you, Jesus said that I will come again and I come again and I will receive, he said, and I come again and I receive you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'm coming again to receive who? You. So who am I talking to? You. Those that are under the sound of my voice, I'm talking, the word is talking to who? You this morning. You could be in the muck, in the mire, and the word come to you. You may be troubled on every side, but the word come to what? You. The word is speaking to you this morning and telling you that there is hope. Wherever you are, if you could hear it this morning, if you're about to give up, the word come knocking at your door now. I said now, and it's talking to you. He said, I am going to prepare a place for you, and I'm coming back to receive you unto myself, Jesus said. Not anybody else, but everyone else. If mother, father, brother, sister have forsaken you, but Jesus said, I'm coming back for you, and I'm coming back myself to come for you. Oh, glory, that's a praise of joy right there. So in other words, there is assurance if you didn't have insurance. This morning, I am come to let you know that there is hope. I come to let you know Christ promised the comforter that he will comfort you. There may not be no hope anywhere else, but Jesus, right now, in his word, guarantee that he will honor his word, and he said he's coming back. And he said he's coming back to receive you unto himself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Wow, now that's awesome. That where he is, that you will accompany him, you will abide with him, you're going to be wherever he is, whatever he's doing, you're going to be right there. If he, man, that is awesome. Somebody need to hear this morning. Under the sound of my voice, I'm telling you, there is hope this morning. There is a fresh manna coming direct from the throne of glory this morning into your hearing. If you can hear this, this is an opportunity, but a chance for you to hear, because the Bible said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, which if you're not saved, it's a good day to be saved. Now, in this same scripture, this portion of scripture, I wanted to take it from that angle. And now from that angle, I want to give you the good news where he said that he wants you, he come to receive you unto himself wherever he is, that you will also be with him. Now, in the John 14, as we always hear it, sometimes I didn't want to read it from the beginning, but I wanted to get some of the spice, you know, because I cook. I wanted to put a taste in your mouth. Now, in John 14 and 1 said that, let not your heart be troubled. Now, he said that he's gone to prepare a place, but he's guaranteed telling you, let not your heart. He has given you an invitation. He's giving you an invitation to your heart, because folks' heart is troubled. If your heart is troubled, your mind is troubled, your body is troubled, it got pain, it got aches, it got disappointment, because the heart in the body pumps the blood. It pumps the blood, and blood gives life unto the body, because without blood, in the body, there is no life. So it is important that your heart is in tune. But he wants you to have at ease. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Now, that is a hard thing for me to tell you. Let not your heart be troubled, and you are in the muck in the marrow. And you are like on your way out. You don't know where your last meal is going to come. But yet I'm saying to you, let not your heart be troubled. This is where the act of faith comes in. Because you heard it so many times, you are nobody. You're nobody. You ain't going to make it nobody. Where you came from, you were somebody, but now you're nobody. But I come to let you know that to tell you about somebody, you may not be nobody, but to tell you about somebody who can make nobody somebody. I come to let you know that Jesus come to make that nobody, which people think it ain't nobody, to make him somebody. Amen. And I'm telling you, it is awesome. This little boy made a boat. He made a boat, and in somewhere down the line, he lost this boat. He lost this boat. And when he looked in a pawn shop one day and he saw the boat, and he jumped for joy. He jumped for joy. He went to the pawn shop man and he asked him, how much is that boat? The man gave him a price. And it was a price. It was a costly price. But the child went back and he saved up and tried to make that money. And when he got that money and he came back to the pawn man and he offered the pawn man the money, he said to that boat, he said, I made you and I created you. And I made you and I created you. Amen. And now I'm going to purchase you back so that we can be back together again. That we can be back together again. I made you, created you. I lost you. I damaged you. But now I come to purchase you back together, to be together again. Jesus came back. He came because you are his product. You are his masterpiece. You may be troubled and broken, and you may be broken and forsaken and forgotten. I am telling you, down to the muck in the mire. I am telling you that as the natural man or the natural people in the world, I want to have nothing to do with you for where you are at. But I come to bring you good news. He said, let not your heart be troubled. But he said that he believed in God. There got to be a God somewhere, the Lord God. There's something that should give you some type of hope. And he comes to let you know that he is the Lord God Almighty. He is the Lord thy God Almighty this morning. And to those that are troubled in heart, those that believe that they are forsaken or forgotten, but I come to bring good news unto your hearing. Because if you could hear this today, all over the world, fishes of man, number one, come into your hearing today. By yours truly, Evangelist Prophet Sherman. I am telling you, giving a sure word from the Bible as you read the Gospel according to St. John 14. And from verse 1, I'm at verse 1 now. At the beginning, I started at verse 3. Let you know that he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And that is you, singular. Picking you out of the millions, out of the crowd. Picking you out of the muck and the mire. Picking you that if you had no hope. He said, you, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If you could hear it, it's talking to you. You don't have to look to the left, neither to the right, if they mean anybody else. He is talking to you. And I'm glad to know that you beckoned to the call. I'm glad that you opened the door, that you give him your undivided attention right now. Because hope comes to you. He said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. Now watch this now. And he said, if you believe in me, because believe is, one of the things is to believe and to obey. If you hear this and you believe in what I'm saying, one time or the other that you believe that there is a God somewhere. Is there a God somewhere? Some people have many definitions where they consider who is God. But sometimes our God is asleep. But I'm talking about the true and living God. I'm talking about the Lord thy God Almighty, who is the true and living God. That's the one I'm talking about. Amen. Some say Jehovah Jireh. Some say Jehovah Nisi. Some just say Jehovah Rapha. Or some say Elohim or Yahweh. But I'm talking what the Bible said in Jeremiah 10 and 10. He said, the Lord thy God is the true and living God. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the God that Abraham should know that has the covenant in Genesis 3, starting from 15. He said, the Lord thy God of our forefathers, the Lord thy God of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is his name to many generations, okay, to all generations, and that's his name. Amen. Specifically realize that he has the ownership above all that consider or who confuse you that they are God. Amen. Because the Bible declare in 2 Corinthians 4:4, it said the God of this world. Okay. There is a God of this world. There's a God everywhere that consider that they are God. They are counterfeit, can be counterfeit, but you need to know the real thing. You need to know the real thing. Amen. Blessing and favor be upon you. So he said in his word, he said, in my Father's house, said, in my Father's house are many, many mansion now. In my Father's house now. Watching this now. You got, you have a mansion, but he said, in my Father's house. Could you imagine house now? House representing, when you talk about a house, you're talking about like a room. You imagine it as a home. So in other words, and he said, Father. So he applied Father. So that means in his Father's house are many mansions. So Father's talking about family. So when we talk about fathers, we're talking about family. So we're talking about brothers and sisters and nieces and nephew. So in other words, this father has a family. You are a member of the family of the Almighty God. Okay? And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. So in other words, he said, I cannot lie, but I'm telling you the truth. I'm giving you some guaranteed facts, and I'm giving you some hope that in my Father's house, if you just believe. You got to believe. What is believe is to obey. Okay? If you believe and you hold on to that, what do you have to lose but to obey? Hold on to some sort of a assurance that the word is said, it, that it's in the contract, it is written. So he has to honor his word. And he said that, I would not have told you so I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go, okay, to prepare for you, and he said, and the third verse of Isaiah said, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He wants you to be there also. Amen. So to God just be the glory. Now it shifts just a little bit now. And whether I go, you know. And the way, you know. Okay? And you say, yes? And the fourth verse says, and whether I go, you know, and the way, he know. All right? It's important that we need to know. Now, Thomas said this. Now, Thomas, his disciple said, Thomas said unto him, the Lord, unto Jesus, the Lord, we know not. Say, we know not. There's so many people living and they do not know the very breath that they breathe. They don't know automatically how they got here. They don't know what life. All they see is what they see, but they don't know the things that they do not see are more powerful than the things that they do not see. It's more effective, more powerful, all right, in their life. And he said that Thomas said unto him, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? All right? Here's folks a following organization, culture, and religion, and they do not know the way. They're just there religiously, knowing that they are in a place or a club or a culture place, but they do not know why they are there. Amen? Some teaching may teach you that, well, we go into heaven, but that's another story. That's another teaching. But he said that thou knowest the way. Jesus said unto him, I am. Jesus said, I am the way. All right? There's a lot of people are confused which way they should go, but Jesus make it clear. Okay? Jesus make it clear. I'm talking about Jesus because we need to know who Jesus is. Jesus is God in the flesh. Gabriel came to Mary and he said, he shall save his people from his sin because he's responsible because we are the family. Okay? Lost our estate from Adam. All right? Now, Jesus said unto him, he said, I am the way. All right? There's so many ways that we could go to the airport. But Jesus said, I am the way. He said, I am the way. Not only the way, but he is the truth. I am the way. The truth. Watch it. The truth and the life. He is the way, the truth, and life. Look here. If you are dead, if you're dead, you need to go the way where Jesus is to live. If you get knocked down, they're going to call the ambulance, and the ambulance want to take you the way to the hospital. Now, if you're dead, they don't take you to the hospital. They want to take you to the morgue. But Jesus said, I am the way and the truth. Okay? See, the truth cannot be changed, but it could be proven. And that's his word. So he's saying that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone hear me this morning? You need life. You may be dying in that muck in that mire, but right wherever you are, you call on the name of Jesus and thou shalt be saved. If you believe it and you call in this name, you can be in the worst pit wherever you are. That is the way to go. That is the way that I would lead you by faith. Okay? Jesus said, I am the way. Okay? I am the way. And he said, and I am the truth and life. And he said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. A father is concerned. So for you has to pass through Jesus. For the preparation that he prepared, that mansion for you. Not a house, but a mansion. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. Come in agreement of belief. It is time that people need to have direction. People say certain things for what guarantee. This is a guarantee. He said, I am the truth and life. And no man to the Father, but by me.
Okay, so I need to turn one of them off.
There's no other way. Let nobody deceive you that there is a way if it ain't the way of Christ. The only way you can receive life, doesn't matter what condition, situation you may be in. He said he is the way. And we'll look further than this because if you are sick and afflicted, he is the way. If you are forsaken, he is the way. If they don't care about you, he is the way. It's only one way. It's through him. Only one way. If we come in any other way, then we are thief and we are robber. But Jesus said, I am the way. And he said, the truth and life. Truth. If you're looking for truth, he is the way. If you're looking for life, that you should live and not die, he is the way. Am I talking to somebody this morning out there in Radio Land? Fishers of Man, number one, is into your comfortable place. Wherever you are, all over the world, I want to thank the Lord for allowing us to come into your way. And Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the seventh word said, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. Watch this now. All right, folks got 2 hours. We said a father. See, we want to try to say we have to identify some things. Jesus was on earth. He was here. And he's still here. He's still here. We need a teaching to know who Jesus is. Okay? Jesus said that if you had known me, Become a follower of Christ. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, from right now on, you need to know. If you're reading this from right now, you need to make a decision that you know him and have seen him. And to say that you know him and have seen him. They have seen Jesus. Jesus has been on the earth. Look, he was born. He didn't break no laws. He was, to call him, born of Virgin Mary, that Mary and Joseph's son. He was on his father's business, even 12 years old, amongst scholars. If you know him, and that's what we need to know first and foremost, is to know who Jesus is. Who Jesus is, the Bible declares. All right? The Bible declares in Romans 8, said, if you call even on that name, thou shalt be saved. He said, the devil tremble in that name, Jesus, because that's Jehovah saved, God saved. Know him, all right? And what's the manifestation? It is said no other name. People are talking about all other names. Yes, there may be different names and different types of language. I'm speaking of the King James Version, and his name is Jesus. And I'm calling that name is Jesus. I study out of King James Version. I speak of the King James Version, and I believe in King James Version because that's my language and that's my tongue. Okay? So therefore, if someone would say another different in another language, so yet be it. I'm not come to condemn. I'm not even trying to justify or try to compete. I don't come in no competition with men and women of God or denomination. I come to complete my assignment as a son of the living God and take a Bible and study it and speak its language. I speak the language of King James Version. Man, there's many translations out there, and it dissect whatever. I say King James Version, and depending on the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, to teach, lead, guide me into all truth again. Change, truth does not change, but give me reference where it's mentioned, and that man of God come in agreement and confirm from when it mentioned to now manifesting the truth. So therefore I say unto you, Jesus said that if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, from right now on, you know him, Jesus, and have seen him. We have. Now, Philip now, what's what Philip said? Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, that it suffices us. Some of us have been in the choir and don't know who Jesus is. Some of us have been ministering and don't know who Jesus is. We call all other names, but we don't know who Jesus Christ is. We don't know who Jesus Christ is. And it's important for us to know who Jesus Christ is. To know the Father, we must know who Jesus Christ is. We must become a disciple of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Because you need to know. We need to know. Because many people are in the religion, in the choir, in the pew, and do not know. Philip is saying unto the Lord, show us the Father, that it suffices us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, I am telling you how long you have been in that congregation, that place, and you do not know the salvation of Christ. Are you a born-again believer? How did you become? Are you a born-again? Are you saved then? For only way you could be the same, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay? Only way you could be saved is that you must come through Jesus Christ. You must be born again. You must confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the Bible said, even if you call on his name, thou shalt be saved. So in other words, if you have not made that and believe in your heart, you're not saved. You're trying to tell me how long have you been sitting and you're not saved? If you feel the same way and there is no change, you must be born again. I am entreating you. You must be born again. And you must repent. You must acknowledge that you're not saved. You still got all types of feeling and so forth. Yes, we're going to grow out of that. But you got to be saved. First thing first, amen, a baby has to be conceived and develop in the wombs. And when it be born into the world, then it change atmosphere, and then it has to be fed. It has to be fed by the breast, or it has to be fed by milk supplication to grow. Amen. So the seed may, so you grow daily as you begin to partake of the heavenly sincere milk of the word. So today I'm saying to you, for some of those, how long have you been? How long you have been, and you have not known me, Philip? He has seen me and seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? Come on, the Bible said that in John 14 and 10 says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwell in me. He doeth the work. He doeth the work. Believe the word that I speak unto you. How long you have been in the choir and you're not saved, because you grow up there. You ritually just go there because you attended, but you're not saved. How long you do not know who Jesus Christ is, you must be born again. He said to Nicodemus, you being the ruler of the Jews, man, you got to be converted. He said, you must be born again. Your question is, how can I enter my mother's womb? Man, how could that possibly happen? If you do not understand the natural, then how can you understand the spiritual today? How could you enter your mother's womb, and if she dead and you still alive? That is of the flesh, is of the flesh. Let's get out of the flesh, because the flesh with corruption. He said that is the spirit, is of the spirit, and that's eternal life. That is life in the spirit. He said, my words, he said, the spirit quickened the flesh, but my words are spirit and they are life. The words that are written and the words are for our learning, it is a manual. Just like you get an appliance, you get a manual with it. Well, the word is your manual today, all right, for our learning, to know exactly what the Lord is saying. The Lord is speaking to somebody today, an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you today, yes, which you could call in for prayer. Some of you need to be saved. Let me stop right there. This is yours, Fishers of Men, number one. Yes, you could be. It could be a great help. You need prayer, and you want to be able to contact the prophet. Once again, 786-478-8263. Once again, telephone contact for prayer. After off the line, if you wish, 786-478-8263. Might be busy, but continue to be able to call, because somebody need a touch. Somebody need prayer. Someone are hurting. Some are troubling on their side. But one assurance that I want you to know, that let not your heart be troubled. But in 2 Thessalonians, I just want you to know, I did a funeral last week, and the Bible said that in 1 Thessalonians and the 40 said, in the 16th verse, say, for the Lord himself. See, now watch this. I said, the Lord said himself is coming to take you up. He said, for the Lord himself. He said, for the Lord himself should descended from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. He said, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, therefore, comfort one another with these words. So he is coming back. And he gave us an assurance that he is coming back. And then the Bible said in the same verse, Christ returned. He said, but I will not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. But if you know Jesus and not bread leave your body, he said, it's asleep that he sorrow not. I know that I cannot tell you that you don't feel no sorrow or no pain. I cannot tell you that. But I feel what you feel in the position that you're in. But in Christ, that person, if he die in Christ, it's just asleep. So or not. Even others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which are asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. They died. Listen here. We don't know when our next appointment, because the Bible said once appointed unto man is death. That is a must. But how you live this life that the Lord God have given unto you. Jesus come that you may have life and have it more life and more abundantly. If you are not saved, this is a good day to be saved. You've got nothing to lose but a good day. You may be church broken. You may be a backslider. And you may be lost in the body of the shadow of death, but this is a good day. The mere fact that you could hear this word, the Lord is speaking to you, directly to you, right into the core of your soul and your mind and your heart. He want to touch your infirmity and make it well with you. It's up to you to believe. I only come to increase your faith to believe and to obey. Walk in the obedience to reverse that curse that is upon your body, your mind. Yes, sorrow may be there, but if you die in Christ, it's just asleep. But those that are alive will not prevent when the trumpet of the Lord should sound. I am telling you, but when the dead in Christ shall rise first, then a moment in a twinkling of an eye, those that are alive, to keep their mind on Jesus, who Jesus Christ is. It is time that you need to know who Jesus Christ is. There it is again. If you need prayer, you need counseling, yours truly, Prophet Sherman, 786-478-8263. You want to be able to be on the program so that we could advertise you on the program. Call in Greg Shell Show. Yes, make an appointment that we too can have you, that I can be able to promote you on this program, that the world will hear. And that it bless you, that it be a blessing. It'll be a blessing. You have to bless to be a blessing. And I'm saying to be blessed. The Bible said if you give a prophet a glass of water, that you get a prophet reward. If you give a righteous man a glass of water, you get a righteous man a reward. There's so many things have been said today. Yes, even in the midst of your condition and your situation. But I wouldn't want to rob you, that you will be robbed out of a blessing. You want to be a blessing into this program and a man of God because what you heard and what you hear, because I'd rather you to be blessed, okay, today, all right, in Jesus Christ's name, that I want you to be blessed, all right, a blessed way of blessing, excuse me, a blessing, amen, amen, hello,
amen,
blessing, amen. I just want to thank the Lord to be a blessing. Man of God.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I'm saying, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What an amazing word today. Oh, my goodness. Y'all got to give it up. Y'all got to give it up to the prophet, to the nations today. I'm telling you, God really used you today in a mighty way, and I'm just so honored to have you on our platform. I'm trying to find my clap. Wait a minute. Let's see if this is it. Man. So how you feel? Let me pray God's energy back into you. God, restore the man the virtue that left his body. I ask you to restore it back to him some hundredfold in Jesus Christ's great name. Amen, amen, and amen. Man of God, let me tell you, man, what a powerful word. I know all you ones want to be a superhero. Y'all got to get up under that anointing, and boy, you can be the best Superman, Spider-Man, whatever kind of man, long as you know, got that anointing of Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ on you. Amazing. Now, we know that we're doing a fundraiser now. Well, not a fundraiser, but a situation that's necessary for the man of God. He has to have some medical procedures done, and of course it takes finances to make that a reality. And so we're asking each and every one, you know, to give toward this situation, because you could be one of the ones that, you know, may be in need one day or another, because there's going to always come a need. So we're asking each and every one to donate. Our goal is $25,000. For the man of God to receive this medical attention that he needs. So, you know, we're not going to go into detail about what it is, but, you know, it's a procedure that he has to get done. And we're asking all of the Greg Shell supporters and Greg Shell Show supporters and all of our affiliates, we're asking you to give to this man of God, the prophet, to the nation's prophet, Geno T. Sherman. Give them the ways that they can give, man of God, and tell them
where you can. Yeah, the way you can give is Cash App, $, G like in George, GENEHERMAN. Once again, $, G like in George, E like in eat, N like in Nancy, E like in eat. Sherman, that's an S like in Sam, H like in Harry, E like in eat, R like in Rose, M like in man, M-A-N. Gene Sherman. And Zell is 786-478-8263. Once again, Zell, 786-478-8263. The Lord ever bless you. May the Lord bless your seed.
Tell them bless about your GoFundMe as well. Go tell them about your GoFundMe as well. Tell them about your GoFundMe.
Yeah, there is a GoFundMe up. There's a GoFundMe up on a thing. My grandson put it on the Facebook. If they could call that number, I can send them the link on a GoFundMe. That is fine as well. My grandson say, "Well, Grumpy, I want to be able to put a GoFundMe up." Amen. And go ahead. Yeah, but all my grandsons behind, they want to see that they Grumpy, it's all right. That when you know that, you know, medical expenses are very expensive. One of the things is that before they would want to look at you, touch you, they want to know how are they going to get paid.
Correct. Well, we understand that, and we're reaching out now. He's not just going to be asking for, you know, your donations for nothing. You can get a sermonic sermon from him, you know, with video. You can get a, you know, you can get a commercial. You can get, you know, you'll get something for your pledge dollar amount. So our goal is $25,000. If y'all would like to give more, you can, but you will receive something back for your dollar amount, whatever that dollar pledge amount is, whether it's a shout-out on the radio, whether it's a poster, flyer, or whatever. But we, you know, we know all those ministries that the man of God has been to and you know, have came and didn't, you know, ask for any type of donations or anything. Now he needs you all that's listening, that he have, you know, came and planted great seeds through the word of God in your ministry. Give back to him. You know who you are. You know who you are out there. Give back to the man of God. He has given so graciously to you. And, you know, he has a cause. He want to help the homeless, homelessness. You can't help everybody, but you can make a foot in the sand, a footprint in the sand. So The Greg Shell Show gives the Man of God their full support, and requesting all of our affiliates that's affiliated to help. Let's make this, you know, this is a small goal, 25,000. Let's make this a reality. Let's make this a reality. I also want to let everybody know to go ahead and start getting your tickets for the big concert of TrailRideRadio.com. That's going to be located in Arcadia, Louisiana, at the Arcadia Event Center, where y'all just heard of Chef Gino. Well, that was him in his prophet hat, but he's going to put on his chef hat, and he's going to be one of the chefs out at the big concert event for the brunch. And also, he's cooking it up of Caribbean style for the evening event, for the big concert event with none other than Jeter Jones. I'll be out there with the Greg Shell Talent Search. So if you got a talent, you've been trying to get it to the next level, we are accepting applications right now. Give us a call. You can reach us at 832-613-4449. DJ Prayer, are you on the one and two? Sound like I heard
it. I believe. I wasn't on mute.
Oh, there you go. I need to clap that up. Dang, man. How you doing? Happy Sunday.
I thought I was on mute. My phone rang and clicked over, and they must have unmuted, but I just want to say, Gino, that was a superb sermon, and we're going to have to go back and listen to it because I was having some Blog Talk technical difficulties again.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to go back and definitely listen to it and let my husband listen to it because I think it was very powerful. And Greg, it's cold.
Yeah, they got me in Texas. They told me it was bipolar weather here, man of God, and it was just...
You believe me now?
In the 80s, now I got a jacket on. Not a jacket, I got on a man's shirt. I got a shirt in it. I was walking around with my shirt off. Now I got two shirts on. Ain't that something? How y'all doing? Happy Sunday. So, man of God.
Well, today's Sunday?
Yeah, the day Sunday, and I'm eating a townhouse cracker. Ain't that something?
Days go by so fast.
Man of God, Pratt.
Yes.
What about DJ Pratt made some ribs so good, boy, they made me want a two-step to the left and two-step to the right. I two-step so much, I ate too many, and then I got fussed out.
Well, that sounds like you said, you taste it, now you eat it.
I thought I was going to get a beat then.
Yeah, he didn't tell it to you right.
Oh.
I'll tell it to you the correct way. I got up there and I flamed over that hot pit and burned myself and everything. You know how hot it is, flipping them ribs. And it was extremely hot this time because I wanted it to cook right. And, I seasoned it to perfectness, you know, like I like to see it looking. And I put them on the pit. By the time they got ready, I took them off. I took me one for a sample. And I said, Greg, here go these three big ones on this end right here. You could have the whole backside of that rib right there. And so he got the whole backside and the three big ribs off the end. And, you know, up to the where I got my little piece from. And then he came back and I went to go get some ribs and fix my husband a plate. And he left one little bitty rib on the end and them two little bitty ones that go with that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
He ate the whole slab of ribs.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at the clap.
Oh, my gosh.
A $28 slab of ribs.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Okay? And check this out. I had to stay hungry until 1:53 in the afternoon because I cooked the food for me to eat the following day. So I didn't have anything to eat. And he clapping. He like that. He think that's a good thing. And see, he laughing. He laughing about it. But that's okay. Anytime he gets some food that I see that I want to eat, I'm taking it off his plate.
Okay.
I'm eating up everything. Anything. If he go to the store and buy something, I'm going to eat it.
But I apologize.
Do unto others as you have them do unto you. So he ate all of my ribs, so I have a right to go back and eat his stuff, right?
And I was trying to pay.
He ate the whole slab of ribs, except for three pieces.
One fell off the bone in my mouth.
And they wasn't even, the last three he left Mr. Red Bull, he left them the long end, the little end down there where, you know, where it'd be burnt at on the end. He left them the burnt part.
Okay.
Do unto others as you have them do unto you. I'm firm on that.
You said have my way.
Huh?
You said have my way.
You just added that in. I didn't never say no have no way. That's not even in my vocabulary. I don't say that. That's what you said. Church, have your way. Have your way. I don't say that. I told you specifically what to get. And you didn't even leave Mr. Red Bull or nothing. He had to sit there and pick through all of that burnings and everything.
You ain't want to get it. And then
I tell him, I said, well, why? Okay. He said, I'll buy some more. I'm like, you think I want to slave over a hot barbecue pit like that again? You think I want to do all that again?
There you go. Hey, help me out, man. Lord, go ahead and tell about it, Lord.
No. Ain't no helping you out. Somebody needs to tell you about doing that. Yeah, you do need help. Help him out, man of God.
Yeah, he got a good whipping there. Right now.
Yeah,
come on.
Whipping?
Yeah.
You say whipping?
No, I'm giving a spiritual
whipping.
I'm giving a spiritual whipping. I'm going to give him a spiritual whipping.
Well, that's all right. God saw what he did, and God know.
See?
Yeah.
And it is say, do unto others as you have them do unto you. So get ready, Greg.
Yes, man.
You made it good. You made it good.
You drew first blood.
Oh, this is good.
I want to take some of that money, too.
Got video of it.
We need to make a TV show out of it. Yeah, we're going to make it. He made a video.
I got video out of it.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she went in depth with it. She put me out there. And it's okay. I went in the room.
No, I ain't put him out there yet. Ain't nobody seen it yet.
Oh. That just like she gonna put out about the horse, me riding the horse with the like the roar of knives going in my butt.
Mm-mm. Well, he did. He took that out for Facebook because I guess he was ashamed of it because it's gone off of his page.
Well, watch this. I have been enjoying myself here with my sister. And Mr. Red Bull, wish you was here, man. Out here in Yep-It-Out, Texas. In Texas.
I tell the truth. That's why.
Yeah, you tell the truth. You good? even the dog like me. Even the dog. I got favor with the dog, too, man of God.
You ain't going to have no favor no more because you ate them ribs.
See that? She's still on it.
So you did the devil's work, so now you got to be treated properly.
Oh. That was
me. It was. Thou should not steal covenant, and thou should not, you know, all of that. You know all of that's in there. You find the ones that fit you. Thou should not.
The man of God.
I got a question for the man of God. Put it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Man of God. Not you. I'm talking to the man of God. Okay, I got a question, a biblical question. Okay, if you know you sinning and you know it's wrong and you do it anyway, what is that called in the Bible? I know it's in there somewhere. I just don't know where.
Called a sin.
Well, that is what they call a presumption sin.
a presumption sin.
Yeah, presumption. You know, and you did it. I think it was in, that was what they call a hidden sin. It was Psalms. What is Psalms said that the secret sin, and that you continue to do it, so you presumptuously do it. You think nothing wrong with it. You know.
Right, right.
Yeah, you think nothing wrong
with it. That's what Greg did. He thought nothing was wrong with eating them ribs.
Well,
and
letting
us have no food.
I had to eat the
taste,
boy.
No? You had to what?
I said I kept the faith when I was eating them ribs. I kept on eating them until the guy gave me the faith. Put them down.
That wasn't no faith. That wasn't no faith from God. You better stop lying on God, because okay, God will not tell you to eat somebody else's food. He'll tell you to get your piece and move on out the way and let everybody else eat. That's what he is saying.
Well, I didn't apologize. That was wrong with people. God forgives sin. People don't.
No, it's not about forgiving. It's about following the word. The word say, do unto others as you have them do unto you. So that's how you want me to do unto you. So here we
go. Acknowledge my sin.
Well, that's fine. You can acknowledge all the way. But you done unto me, so I got to do back unto you. Else
okay.
I won't be following the word, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you get something good to eat, too.
Oh, I am.
Ooh, please.
You know what I want.
What you want?
Hey, perfect. I want some of Gino Italia's best. I want Gino Italia's best. I want some of his famous brown stew chicken and peas and rice, and that amazing salad that he's going to be serving out there in Louisiana.
Gino, when you fix him his VIP plate for the concert, just bring it to me and I'll take it to him. Just bring it to me and I'm going to make sure he get that plate.
Yeah.
Might not be no food on the plate, but he going to get the plate.
Gino, tell him some of that good food. Tell him some of the food you're looking to
I
have
can't
out
wait.
There. On at this big trail ride concert party. Everybody, y'all want to go ahead and start getting your tickets now. Kirby, DJ Prayer, let me get back to Gino. Let me see what he's going to be cooking up. And then we're going to come back to you so we can tell the world about this amazing concert event that's going to be
taking
place.
Well, before you go with Gino, just know I've been sitting up there thinking like almost every day it'll cross my mind about that food, and I'll see rice and peas in my mind and some soy. It looked like soy sauce or something brown. I don't know. I just keep on seeing that kind of stuff, and I'm excited to see what you're going to have. I'm
yes.
really excited.
You like spicy curry? Gino Tia, oui?
Well,
Gino Tia.
Spice. If I eat it, my nose gonna run, my eyes gonna water. But you know, I'll taste it. My husband loves spice. I'll taste
oh,
it, and
spice.
If it's like super good, I'll keep eating it, even though it's hot. You know.
Okay.
But my eyes will be watering.
Jerk chicken is
well,
amazing.
Well, fine. Maybe. Just allow just your nose to clear a little bit will be okay. Just the nose up, you know. Got a sniff,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, just a little sniff, you know. And just put a little sweat on your forehead, you know. That's all.
Ooh. Oh. Oh. Okay.
Put what on the forehead?
Sweat. Just a little sweat. You know, when your nose, if you clear
yeah,
the lungs
yeah.
like that. You know,
uh-huh.
because it hit the spice, it hit all the elements in the body that gives it like, oh, that was good. That was nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
You have a little taste of snot, mucus running down your nose. We need to go ahead and bring that jerk chicken. We need to bring that jerk chicken now. As you was talking, I think Louisiana need to taste your famous jerk chicken.
That's good.
So tell me what you're gonna have on the menu.
I like jerk chicken. It'd be good. Good jerk chicken, brown stew chicken. It could be curry chicken, which is fine.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, you want something that could rapidly give an impact and work. But our grilled chicken will go, our jerk chicken will go extremely well. Like, you could call it barbecue, whatever, but our different means and ways of barbecue with its taste and its flavor and authentic seasoning upon it, which I'll have to be able to do. Like you said, it's bad. I can understand when you taste something. When you taste it, when you look at it, then it's all gone. You know, then you're licking your finger. You know, only one thing, you didn't eat your fingers. But it is. Like Kirby has that touch. Kirby has that, you know, Tara touch. She has that, you know, because that's what it is, you know. Meat is meat. But apparently when you put that love and you put that touch in it and you put that affection, listen, it is what it is.
Yes. And that's why I was telling Greg about cooking them ribs. Those ribs, I put so much love into those ribs for everybody to eat. And we didn't get no love.
You know, Kirby, one time I made a drink, right? I made a drink. It was half a bottle now. I was taking it to one of my colleagues. And what I did is that I took a little bit out of a half bottle. Only took a little bit out, you know. When I took a little bit out, I drank it, and then all of a sudden, before I reached, I took a little bit more out. Just took a little bit out. And by the time when I reach him, when I look in the bottle, it was just a little bit. And I said, I can't give him that little bit. I took a little bit out. How much did I took out? Just a little bit.
Oh. So actually, that's a compliment.
Huh?
Oh, y'all got my stomach hurt this morning. Oh boy, funny. Man, I got. I'm excited.
You know what Greg did, man?
Huh?
Greg got on the. He got on the show, right? Oh, I'm sure. I was just telling Mr. Red Bull what you did. He got
what
on the show. And he clapped about eating the ribs. He clapped about it. He didn't care. I told you he didn't care.
That's why
payback is in full effect. God said, vengeance is mine. But I'm going to help God out a little bit.
Oh. Ooh. What about me and the quail the other day? Man, I got. We had fresh quail the other day. It was so good.
Is he still there? Looks like it.
He got it on mute?
Nope. Something's going on his end.
Oh.
Either it's going to hang up or he'll come back on.
Well, son. There you go.
There it is.
There you go. I just sort of stand up just now.
You stood up.
Yeah. Well, hello, Red Bull. God have a blessing, my brother. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, he can't hear you. Let me put you on. I don't even know where my phone is.
Oh.
There you go. Hold on. I'll put you on speaker.
Y'all know we got a few more minutes left. We got about 5 minutes left in the show, and I want to share something. Can I share something?
There go Mr. Red Bull to say hi.
Good morning.